Good morning, Colorado. It's a very special Friday morning here in the Mile High City because we have a special guest on the phone with us today. He's here to talk about his new movie, Violent Night, which hits theaters today. So do yourself a favor and check this movie out. Let's not waste any more time and get right to it. Here's the one and only Mr. John Leguizamo. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Oh my God. I'm living my best life right now. I am such a ginormous fan. I love your entire body of work, especially this new piece. Of course, we're going to talk about that. But you did a special for Netflix that was all about history. I never learned so much. It's so brilliant and such a wonderful...
Oh, that's great.
I loved every
one of my favorite pieces.
Oh my God.
Latin history for morons.
Yes, and every...
Who would have thought that we were all morons?
100%, especially after COVID. It is one of my favorites, and I go back to it and I watch it, and I bring it up in my classes that I teach at the University of Colorado.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, I love my educators.
We spend a lot of time here in public media doing that, and so I have to be educated so I can make sure that we take care of these young minds that need a little extra help, because that screen time is whooping on them. We are so, so very excited. I'm thrilled about this. You get to play Scrooge in Violent Night, your brand new film. Tell us what it's like to get to be Scrooge.
Well, you know, it was a great opportunity because, you know, I get a lot of scripts and a lot of them are very hard to get through. A lot of them are really bad. And this one, I'm laughing in the room out loud by myself. My wife's like, what's the matter with you? Do you have a stroke or something? And it was a page turner. I couldn't stop turning the page on this one. But it was a difficult role. You know, your action movie is only as good as your villain. So I had to make him really hyper intelligent. Even though I wanted to be funny, I couldn't be clownish. I didn't have to have the audience like me, but I had to have them respect me, you know, and be afraid of me. So I had to maintain that danger and be witty because I couldn't be really goofy.